At the end of last month, there was, well, a trickle of destinations in the world opening up to Americans. Costa Rica, St. Kitts, Machu Picchu, French Polynesia. Hawaii opened to visitors with no quarantine required in mid-October. And as I record this commentary on November 2nd, Mexico is still open to American visitors. You might think that travel is finally opening up to Americans, but hold on, not so fast. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. First of all, almost all destinations have conditions you must meet. Hawaii requires you to present proof of a negative PCR test within 72 hours before your departure for the state. Machu Picchu can only take a third of the number of sightseers as before the coronavirus. You must purchase an entry ticket in advance, and they've been selling out quickly. St. Kitts and Nevis have more complicated rules, including the requirement, if you're coming from the states, that you stay on your hotel's premises for the first 7 days of your stay. In hotels, the government is designated for foreign nationals. And of course, all of this is subject to change when COVID numbers spike. Do your homework before you buy a ticket. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.